At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
On the chest. Badgers have been so good at home this season. Last night took a bump. They're now 13-4-2 at home this season. Ohio State now 5-10-2 on the road. Just the second Big Ten win on the road for Ohio State this season. And now against the Badgers, 3-2 they are this year. In fact, Ohio State over the last 13 games is 9-3-1 against Wisconsin. And since the Badgers beat Ohio State at Madison Square Garden in March of 2017, Ohio State is 22-10-2 against the Badgers since that point. Wisconsin, by the way, last 13 games, a 500 hockey club, 6-6-1, two goals scored or less seven times in those 13 games, one goal or less five times. Badgers need to get their offense going. They just need to play better, period, to make this a series and force a game three tomorrow night. We're underway here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin attacking the goal to our left. Matthew DeSaint foul dumps it in after the Badgers won the opening faceoff. Cruz Lucius and Ben Dexheimer along the far side wall. Puck squirts free. David Cilia defending, taking Dexheimer's spot, but Ohio State on the rush. Left wing pass by Gordon broken up. It juggled, actually went on goal. Kyle McClellan came up, juggled it and caught it, and then David Cilia gets after it with Jake Dunlap, and then after he was done, Matthew DeSaint Fowl decided to try to take a piece of Dunlap too, but I don't think we'll have any penalties coming up. 28 seconds left. That centering pass actually was deflected by Dunlap and then right towards the chest of McClellan.
Well, I'm glad that they got the enforcer, Maddie, in there. All 5'7" of them, 170 pounds or whatever it was.
Yeah,
well, got to stick up for your teammates no matter what.
Well, I'd like to see it 28 seconds in. We didn't see much of that last night at all.
Except between Cassie and...
And Scooter Bricky.
Scooter Bricky.
Puck is loose and jamming. A shot through traffic was Gilden, and McClellan had his stick down to the ice, making a stop. Stephen Holliday knocked down behind the net by Anthony Kerr. Christian Fitzgerald shoving Davis Burnside into the far side wall. Now Holliday able to reach the puck between a couple of Badgers, poked it free, but Wisconsin's Lodge catches up to it. Now Quinn Finley, lead feed intended for Fitzgerald off the heel of his stick, down below the goal line of the Ohio State zone. Gilden comes flying in, and he'll pick up the puck there. Quinn Finley moved up to the second line with Christian Fitzgerald and Simon Tassie. William Whitelaw drops down with Owen Lindmark and Carson Bantle. The extra skater tonight is Jack Horbach. Last night it was Sawyer Scholl. Steal by Ohio State. Here's a quick shot by Montez, kicked out by McClellan. Three big saves early on for Kyle McClellan, and the Badgers' Finley gains the red line and dumps it down in.
Well, it's interesting because the Badgers have had just as much zone presence, but they haven't even had a shot on net.
Nope, much like last night. Badgers steal the puck as Ohio State in transition. The puck post free by Sam Decutt, who did not play last night. Freshman from San Diego in the lineup tonight. 3 goals, 6 points, but Decutt has 3 goals in the last 4 games he's played after going without a goal for the first 5 months of this regular season, or season, that is.
We're now in postseason. Replacing former Badger Caden Brown.
Caden Brown out of the lineup, a healthy scratch for Steve Rolick's squad. Puck slides down to the Ohio State zone, and Eberle will leave it off for Brent Johnson, junior from Frisco, Texas.
Ooh.
Had a big goal last night. Big collision inside the Ohio State zone, and Cassidy went
unfortunately,
down.
Unfortunately, it was.
And Owen Lindmark is
they went
a little
toe
slow.
To toe and
a little
he's
slow
very
getting the bench.
Gingerly making his way to the bench.
Yeah, and he's now bending over at his waist on the bench. Hasn't sat down. Now he has. Andy Rohde, the team trainer, taking a look at him. Here's Wisconsin with a puck. Carson Bantle will dump it into the left corner. Cilia was held up. Now Eberle misplays behind the net. The goaltender poked it to the near side. Cilia, left wing now, DeSaint foul. Off the left wing wall, he takes it around the corner now. Cassidy on him. Put it in front, backside. Oh, Cilia! I don't know
pipe.
How that didn't go in. Good look by DeSaint foul. Bantle low left. His shot goes off the noggin of Eberle, the goaltender. Here's Cilia now. Carries it to the right corner. Out to the point for Licky. The Badgers have some momentum, but for Licky, forced to play the puck out at neutral ice. Wisconsin will get a change. We're 3 minutes in. No score. Wisconsin still without a shot on goal, they say, as Cilia hit the post a moment ago. Lucius in on the forecheck. Fitzgerald as well. Can't take it away from Dunlap. Second try, he does, and throws it towards the net, and Eberle leans down right on his knees and then covers the puck to get a faceoff. 16:40 left in the opening period. We have no score.
That was the shift that the Badgers were looking for. A lot of high energy, got some scoring opportunities, won the one-on-one battles, were victorious in the one-on-one battles in the corners and in front of the net.
Yep.
That's the type of attitude and play that is going to be necessary for them to climb this mountain.
Fitzgerald, Tassi, Finley out there. Palatichuk and Dexheimer defensively to face off to the right of Christopher Eberle. Puck out of the blue line. Between the legs, Palatichuk able to hold the zone as he was pressured by Burnside. And now holding right point, it's Dexheimer. Flings a shot towards the cage, and Eberle with an easy stop and hangs on. Christopher Eberle, again, 3-7-1 this season. His number's pretty good, 9-10 save percentage, 297 goals against. This is his 11th start in 14 games. I mentioned he came in relief back in December here in this building, beat the Badgers in Columbus in February, his last outing. He stopped 33 shots, but Ohio State lost to Penn State 2-1, final game of the regular season last weekend. Here's Stephen Holliday. He's such a large young man at 6'4", 210. Left wing shot by Carfagna. Missed the net. They were so wide open so many times on the top of the circles in the offensive zone. Now a penalty coming up on Ohio State. Finley got his legs taken out of from underneath him Scooter Bricky.
Yeah, and actually it was, I don't know if it'll be a kneeing or a tripping call. Yeah, because they went leg to leg, and it was one of those things where it could either be really bad or nothing will happen from it. And he just stuck his leg out in front, and Badger player went over top, so they'll just call it 2 minutes for tripping. But the fact of the matter being is that that could have been a dangerous play.
3:57 the time of the penalty to Scooter Bricky. And the Badgers on a power play, 19% this season, 22% in league play. Wisconsin 0-2 last night, didn't have a single shot on goal on its second power play last night in the third period when it needed one to tie. Lucius left wing looking down to the goal line, DeSaint foul. Backside, Cilia stopped by Eberle. Same play we saw a moment ago, 5-on-5. Cilia's had two great looks, one hit the post. That time Eberle, I think, got his stick on it. Now here comes Dexheimer, right wing, catching his Lucius across the line. What will he do? Drops for Cilia, not much on that shot. Eberle pad save. Cilia went down into the cage. He's back up now. And now working for it is Gordon. Played it ahead far side to Dalton Messina, and he'll clear. Ohio State on the penalty kill this season, 73%, 66% in league play. In fact, the Buckeyes gave up 15 more power play goals than they scored during Big Ten play. Finley gains the zone, flips it out, thinking for Lindmark, but he wasn't looking for the pass, and it comes out to center. Joe Palatichuk takes it there. Good to see Lindmark back out there. He had a little bit of a collision earlier in this opening period. Simon Tassi with Finley now. Bumps it back to Tassi, left wing. The point man is Palatichuk. He's open. Walks the line. Now right wing. It's Bantle. What will he do? Backside Tassi. Not much on the shot. Rolled it to Eberle, who made the save coming to his right, and he hangs on.
That puck was labeled between the legs. And Actually, I thought he was going to have to stick his stick or his glove back in order to catch it from behind his back between his legs. But that's third pretty golden opportunity with a cross-ice pass.
Yep. Simon Tassi hasn't scored a goal in seven games. He's got seven power play goals this season. He remains on the ice. The Buckeyes' Patrick Guzzo wins the faceoff and then cleared up off his stick. And out of play it goes.
It was deflected, so they'll bring the faceoff outside the Ohio State defensive zone. And, again.
Oh, they're going to drop it in the Ohio State end. Now, Steve Rolick actually up on the bench saying, wait a minute, that went off his stick. And sure enough, they will drop it at center. Just
both
like
the referee in the corner and the linesman out front said it was deflected. The linesman kind of took things into his own hands and said, no, let's put it out. Put her down here in a corner.
All right, Fitzgerald's out there again. Dexheimer, Lucius, Cilia, D. St. Foul, top power play unit for Wisconsin. Here's Fitzgerald, comes across the line, takes it down to the left wing. Wanted to get it to the point and does to Dexheimer. Bounces it back now to Lucius, left side. Right in front, D. St. Foul had his stick on it, tried to direct it on net, but really deadened the puck more than anything else, and Ohio State cleared it through neutral. Back to get it is Dexheimer now. He'll skid up through the center circle. Drops it off for Lucius. Four Buckeyes in the way. Left wing, De St. Foul. Round behind his back. He lost it going towards the cage. Picked up by Ohio State. De St. Foul got away with a hook. And then the Buckeyes able to clear. That's
and
it for the Badgers.
Five on five.
Yep, Badgers 0 for 1 on the power play for tonight. 0 for 3 for the series. Still no score. Three shots on goal for the Buckeyes. Two for the Badgers. Ohio State last night was outshot by Wisconsin, 29-24. William Whitelaw getting his first shift behind the offensive net. Couldn't control the puck. Stephen Holliday the other way. Shovels a puck towards the Badgers' cage. On his knees was McClellan. He gloved it. It looked like Holliday was trying to hit his winger, Gildon, who was coming down in the middle of the ice.
Well, it's interesting because Daniel Lotch had him lined up one-on-one. Holliday just kind of banked the puck off the boards, and Lotch went to the middle instead of staying with his man. So I'm not 100% sure what Daniel was thinking at that point in time, but for Holliday, that was a free puck.
Stephen Holliday, he's not the fleetest of foot, but boy, he can control play. He's so good with the puck, so cerebral. He sees the ice so very well, and he's a large young man.
He's a very large man, young man.
Puck inside the Wisconsin zone. Kerr bumps it off for Lotch, looking up the left wing boards and gets it to Bantle. Bantle will skate out, now gains the
offside.
Line and a whistle. The Badgers offside. William Whitelaw, 13:19 to go in the opening period. We have no score after the Buckeyes won last night 3-1.
Yeah, a little self-discipline, Mr. Whitelaw. Don't make that play until try and get across the blue line. I know you're trying to get that extra step. You're trying to get a step on your defenseman, but pay attention. Attention to detail.
Whitelaw scored a goal last night, the only goal for the Badgers, his 10th this season after a 41-goal campaign in the USHL with the champion Youngstown Phantoms last year. Ohio State won the draw and then iced the puck. Faceoff down to the Buckeyes zone with 13:12 to go here in the opening period. No score.
Yeah, and ironically, all of that goal scoring by Whitelaw, the goal scored by Whitelaw, was all set up by speed.
Yeah.
You know, Finley drove the net.
Face off to the right of Eberle, won by Wisconsin, although Tassi double teamed in the corner, gets some support from Finley. Puck slides around to the far side. Vorlicki wanted to swing it back to the point in Fitzgerald, but too much mustard on that pass, forcing the Badgers back out at neutral. And then Zach Scholes up ahead into the Ohio State zone off the stick of Bricky, forcing him back deep into the Buckeyes' end. Ohio State trying to chop it out of the zone. Sam Dekhut having trouble with that. Fitzgerald Steele looking, shooting, and his shot deflected, went to the left of the cage where Eberle actually was leaning to his right. But it was off target after the deflection, and Ohio State on the attack. Wise dumps it in. It bounces right towards the front of the Badgers' net, and McClellan paddled it back behind the cage. Now Vorlicki sends it far corner to Zach Scholes, who returns it to Vorlicki, who's got a little bit of time and space. And now Quinn Finley back to Vorlicki. Oh, he takes a stick or two up into the chest by Messina. They're letting him play. That's a lot of stick work by Dalton Messina, who takes the puck away. Right side Johnson. He scored from here last night. Centers one, goes off the stick of Cassidy, and then he picked it up and pushed it wide. Oh, the Badgers cough it up, and the Buckeyes nearly converted. Now here's Messina, low right. His shot stopped by McClellan behind the net. Oh, Messina picked it up again. Backhand wrap around. That's denied by McClellan. Bad D-to-D pass. Badgers have the puck now. DeSaint Fowl, right wing, Lucius. Swings it back left side. DeSaint Fowl, no place to shoot. Now pulls the trigger. Missed the net. David Cilia comes in from the right wing to DeSaint Fowl, low right, takes it to the corner, forced the pass, got it to Lucius. He fanned on a shot, and then it's cleared up into the crowd. 11:38 to go here in the first. We have no score and an excellent crowd on hand here for Game 2 of the Big Ten playoffs. Last night, almost 8,900. Tonight, there'll be 10,000-plus.
It was one of those, to backtrack to when Vorlicki turned over the puck.
Yeah.
He must have went back and forth three or four times, and everybody was from the Badgers was outside the blue line. Don't get yourself put in that position. Get it off the glass.
Get
make
up
them
up.
Fight for the puck.
Sure. Ben Dexheimer at center ice. Forced to pass the puck, and it goes back into the Ohio State zone. Now Brent Johnson ahead to Messina. Head man's to Riley Hughes. He was spun around but deflected into the Wisconsin end. Dexheimer cancels out Dunlap, and Wisconsin's Palatichuk with it to Charlie Stramel. First we've seen of number nine here tonight with Sawyer Scholl and Jack Horbach. Stramel will dump it in, gives chase, but the Buckeyes' McBrayer got there first. Now Mason Klee with it. Klee up the left wing. He goes Dunlap. Rink wide, McBrayer. He'll shovel it down. Knocks Lotch down. Went to get the puck. Threw it in front of the net. And it ricocheted around the blue paint before McClellan able to eventually pounce on it and get a faceoff. 10:56 to go. Scoreless first period here in Madison.
I would venture to say that not knowing the physical conditioning of Owen Lindmark, if Jack Horbach, who is listed as the extra forward, goes out with that line again, it wouldn't surprise me that Lindmark becomes just a special teams person, you know, so they don't hurt it anymore or hurt whatever his injury was anymore.
Mm-hmm. A lower body injury officially. Ohio State wins the offensive zone faceoff. Klee, D-to-D, McBrayer, he poked it to the corner. Lotch, he had the puck, then lost the puck as Holiday came in. Now it's a battle, and the Badgers, Fitzgerald. Oh, he turns on the Jets from behind his own net. Up the middle he comes. Feathers a pass ahead for Finley too far. McBrayer goes to get it. Bumps it back to Klee now. Tassi forechecking, but he releases it off the Burnside. He'll skate it up to the red line. Then the Badger blue. Here's Gildan. And a shot rising into the chest of McClellan. Easy stop for Kyle McClellan. And the Badgers and the Buckeyes still scoreless, 10:27 left here in the opening period.
You know, last night I wasn't very impressed with the line that's out there for Ohio State, but, you know, when you take a long, hard look at those three people, that might be the three fastest people on the ice next to maybe Christian Fitzgerald or something like that. Yeah, that's your defenseman. You better start backpedaling in a hurry when those three guys from Ohio State are out there.
Guzzo, Dunlap, and Gordon now out for the Buckeyes. Wahlberg and Johnson, the defensive pair. Faceoff won strongly by Lindmark off the skate of Bantle, which allowed the Buckeyes to hold the zone as it ricocheted to the defenseman Johnson. Dunlap left corner, pressured by Dexheimer. And now Palatichuk kicks the puck to his stick, although he's pinned against the end boards now by Gordon. Eventually released the pass to Dexheimer. Break out to Bantle. He'll gain the red line and dump it in. Around to the right corner. Down the wall comes Whitelaw. Not much oomph on that maneuver by Whitelaw to get the puck. Came out to center. The Badgers refeed in the offensive end. They rim it around and all the way out again, and they'll try
again
a third time. Or will they? Now Zach Scholz will skate up the middle of the ice. He veers off to his right by the Buckeyes bench. He dumps it in, tries to chase it down. Wahlberg, the defenseman, got there first. Now to Dunlap. Tried to squeeze a pass off ahead for Gordon, but Cruz Lucius in the way and took it away. Advance to Cilia, the Buckeyes line. Cilia hands off Lucius straight away. He'll Topol shoot one. Save made by Eberle with his right knee. Out to Vorlicki. His D-to-D pass off the mark, and it drew Lodge out of the zone. Badgers had to touch up, and they've got numbers right wing. DeSaint Fowl. Oh, low right pass for Lucius. Good defensive play by Johnson. Clanks it high off the glass out to center. It's loose, and David Cilia's got it now, but had his pocket picked by Deckhot. And then the Badgers get it right back. Celia, right wing. DeSaint Fowl shoots one, fought off Aberley. Rebound came to the right side, and Lucius had overskated. That puck went right by his ear. He couldn't get his stick up to play it. Now Lucius pitched a pass for Lodge, and that was Beltai. Knocked down. Here's Montez shooting, and he hit the far post. Montez on a two-on-one rush. He rung the far post on the blocker side of McClellan.
I thought for sure that was in.
Montez scored twice last night. The game winner on a power play, then an empty netter. He just missed here tonight. No score, 8:37 left in the opening period here in Madison. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. General purpose concrete mix is great for patios, walkways, and setting posts. All you have to do is add water, mix, and pour. Menards carries a wide selection of bagged concrete mix for a variety of outdoor projects. Save big on concrete mix and get into Menards to check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. No score, Wisconsin and Ohio State, 8:37 to go in the opening period. Shots on goal so far in favor of the Buckeyes, 5-4. Badgers managed only 29 shots on goal last night. They had 16 in the second period, but only 7 shots on goal in the third when they were trailing. Just couldn't get anything going. Badgers win the faceoff. Horbach hadn't gained the red line and dumped it in. And he was hoping that maybe Mellenbacher would beat the defenseman to the hash marks and icing would be waved off. Wasn't the case. Just a simple mistake there by Horbach. Now a defensive zone faceoff to the right of McClellan.
I was just kind of snickering to myself. If Montez gets the puck, why doesn't the goaltender for Kyle McClellan just go stand in either top corner? Because he's not going to shoot it on the ice, I can guarantee you that.
Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff, but Palatichuk has his hands full with Messina. Now Hughes comes in, forced the puck free for Messina, and then it's dumped into the corner behind the net. It's Cassidy. Squirts it right in front of the net, but Mellenbacher takes it away and outlets to Dexheimer. He leads the rush. An interference at center ice as Wisconsin's Horbach dragged down by Messina. Puck touched by Klee. The whistle blows, and the Badgers will get a power play. Horbach went down at center ice. He drew that penalty from Dalton Messina, and so Wisconsin will get its second power play of the night.
Well, he's the guy that draws a lot of penalties. There's no question about it. Yeah. How much of that was Academy Award winning and how much of that was a legitimate pull down. Regardless, the Badgers will have their second opportunity on the power play, and as things get tighter here in the end of the first period, boy, this would be a big one.
Well, you think about the chances Wisconsin had early and didn't convert. So how much are they thinking about that? Because the puck is not going in the net right now. Dexheimer with it. Left wing Cilia looking back. Side pass. Got through traffic off the stick of Bricky. Then the end boards all the way out to the right point. Dexheimer again. Cilia. Here's DeSaint Fowl. Snaps it back. Cilia. Pass in front. Loose. Fitzgerald. No. Dexheimer. Left wing. Cilia shoots. Blocked. Where is it? Oh, backhand shot. DeSaint Fowl just missed the net. Left hand corner he was shooting for. Here's Dexheimer now. Power play continues. Lucius with it. Sets up DeSaint Fowl, and he chopped it too high. Settling the puck down now. Cilia, right wing Lucius. Thought about passing to the slot and DeSaint Fowl, but now gathers it in. Lucius, DeSaint Fowl handcuffed him. Threw it out Dexheimer. Cilia again. Shooting one. Oh, a stick save made by Eberle. He stuck out his right arm and it hit the shaft of his stick. Now here's Cilia with it. Cilia, left wing, Fitzgerald, down low, right. Oh, DeSaint Fowl, no. Stone by Eberle. Oh, my, what a play by Christopher Eberle. It was Cilia on the doorstep. Beautiful look, back door, and Eberle with a gigantic stop.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he is a little more active than the goaltender we had last night. This was wide open. It was
two chances.
That was actually Cruz Lucius who was on the back
door. It was. You're right.
And if anybody's going to be able to have the hands to tip it in, it'll be him. Mm. But good puck movement. Great puck movement by the power play.
105 left in the man advantage, and we've got a whistle, and something's going on. Mike Hastings talking with referee Sean Fernandez at the Badger bench. Andrew Brueggemann speaking now with linesman Nick Huff. We're getting a video replay of Lucius. His initial shot was denied by Eberle, and then his second shot went off the left pad of Eberle, but then he swung his left arm back and knocked the puck towards the cage.
Was it in?
And did it cross the goal line completely? The first bid by Lucius, I don't think so. It looked like Eberle's left skate was attached to the post.
Watch this.
But then the rebound.
Yeah, you see the puck he pushed in front of his pad, but is it over the goal line? That's the million-dollar question.
His pad was back into the netting. So as we look from atop, the initial save, Eberle with a fantastic save, and then the second stop on Lucius. But when Eberle tried to grab the puck, he actually swung his left arm with his belly on the ice and pushed it back towards the goal line. And so Mike Hastings has decided to have the referees take a look to see if that goal crossed the goal line.
But here's my question. Do they give the goal to Eberle then? I'm not a statistical genius by any stretch of the imagination when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So the referees in the scorers table right now will take another look to see if we can see if the puck
notice how
goes
Cruz
across the goal line.
Starts to celebrate right away.
He tried to. He raised up his hands, but then Burnside kind of hogtied him. We've got a view from behind the net now. Second bid by Lucius did not go in. Then Eberle swung his arm back. It's hard to tell, but Lucius raised his arms.
There.
And I think you might be able to see it. I don't know if they'll say. We'll see. Here's Andrew Brueggemann with a call. No goal.
Oops.
No goal. PA didn't work here in the arena. No goal for Cruz Lucius. And so the referees,
ouch,
actually went to video replay on their own. Mike Hastings, I do not believe, challenged the potential goal. It was a potential scoring play. That's what the referees should do if they have any question whether the puck crossed the goal line or not. So both teams still have their timeout. 7:11 to go here in the first. Still no score. A lot of action here in the last minute or so. Badgers power play continues for a minute two, and it gave this top power play unit some time to breathe. Dexheimer with it, right side Cilia. He shoots one too high, may have gone off the glove of Eberle, hit the glass behind the net. Dexheimer in a battle to hold the zone, and does. Lucius with it, left wing, open, Cilia backside. Here's Fitzgerald, he tucks it in. Tic-tac-toe, power play goal. Wisconsin leads 1-0.
If Dexheimer doesn't knock that puck down and get it to Cruz Lucius, that's a two-on-one break shorthanded for Ohio State. By controlling that puck along the boards, those three guys out there with got mitts that I wish I ever had in my life and just went stick to stick to in the net.
Beautiful,
beautiful
passing
goal.
Play, yes. Christian Fitzgerald set up by David Cilia. Time of the goal, 13:07. Wisconsin has the lead here in Madison, trying to even this best of three series and force a game three tomorrow night. Fitzgerald from Cilia and Lucius at 13:07. That after a handful of grade A chances for the Wisconsin Badgers, either denied by Eberle or the post.
Offensively, the Badgers have had more opportunities here in the first 14 minutes of the first period than they did half of the night last night.
Yeah. Sawyer Scholl on the ice now. So is Owen Mellenbacher and William Whitelaw. Whitelaw pressured by Burnside. Puck poked out to center. Daniel Lodge turns left and dumps it in. Eberle leaves it off for Scooter Bricky. So again, Fitzgerald from Cilia and Lucius at 13:07. Steele, Whitelaw, left wing pass. Mellenbacher turns and shoots one, and it went off the stick of Scholl and into the belly of Everly. He made the stop and hung on. For Christian Fitzgerald, his seventh goal of the season, second on the power play. Fitzy had an assist last night, 8 for 14 on the faceoff circle. Good to see him light the lamp.
Yeah, I think he was getting a little frustrated. There were a couple times in the last series here at home that he had some good scoring opportunities and wasn't able to capitalize. And that's when you start grabbing your stick a little tighter.
Fitzgerald had 16 goals as a freshman last year for Minnesota State. Potts is seventh here tonight in his sophomore season with the Badgers. Horbach, good work, left wing wall to win the puck free. Out to the right point for Licky. He dumps it down in. Lindmark lets it go to Bantel. Carries it to the right circle, back to the net. Tried to cycle with Vorlicki, but the puck poked out to center by Montez. Maximiliano Montez, the former Milwaukee Junior Admiral, who had a big game last night for the Buckeyes, scoring twice in front of friends and family from the home state. And he also rung the post here in the first period. It could have given Ohio State the lead.
He's an all-energy type player.
Yes, he is. 6 goals, 14 points. Beg your pardon, Montez. 8 goals, 16 points for him. 2-goal game last night, as I mentioned. Now the puck out at center ice. Quinn Finley will dump it down. Everly stops it behind the net. Didn't look to his left, and Fitzgerald almost picked it up. Finley now from the left wing wall. Fired one that went wide. Dexheimer below the goal line to Tassi. Right corner, he skates it. Simon Tassi swings it back behind the... Finley, they're cycling along the backboards. Now Dexheimer banks one off the end boards. Gathered in Tassi, wraparound backhand denied by Everly. Popped up 5-10 feet into the air, knocked down. Finley goes to get it. Right wing, he's got it. He tries to snap one off. That was deflected. Tassi leaps for it, but his vertical was about 3 inches, and he couldn't reach the puck. Ohio State picked it up and then iced it accidentally with 4:52 to go in the first. Badgers with a 1-0 lead. Shots on goal now in favor of Wisconsin at 9-5.
Another golden opportunity waiting to happen here for the Badgers, because you've got 5 tired Buckeyes out there to take this defensive zone faceoff, and the first unit will come out for the Badgers, and that's an opportunity to can let go by the wayside.
Faceoff to the right of Eberle, won by Cilia at the blue line. Lodge, he shoots one that's kicked away by Klee, the defenseman, and then bumped out to center, and then the Badgers able to keep it alive. Here's D. St. Foul, low left. Cilia back to D. St. Foul, but Dunlap may have lifted his stick. He had contact with D. St. Foul, who couldn't get his stick down on the pass. D. St. Foul, stick handling with the puck, throws it to the corner, and Anthony Kerr, the defenseman in deep in the offensive end, playing keep away from Wahlberg. To the left point now, Lucius. He'll skate down the left wing wall, peels back and looks to the circle. D. St. Foul takes a chop from Bricky and then threw a pass out to the blue line, and Kerr has to go to center to play at Badgers touch up, and Lodge will dump it back down in. 4:10 to go here in the opening period. 1-0 Wisconsin on Christian Fitzgerald's power play goal at 13:07.
Well, I would say that, you know, they lost the special teams battle last night. Coach Hastings in his pregame interview said, we got to come out with a hard start, get to more pucks.
Oh, nice pass by Stramel. Here's Mellenbacher one-on-one. Snaps one off right into the guts of the goaltender, Everly, who gives up no rebound. Faceoff to come.
And I think everything has pretty much come to fruition here with 3:49 left in the first period. All the things that he was hoping for have so far come to fruition as far as good start, good intensity, physical play, and taking the opportunity to shoot when the opportunity's there.
Yeah, moving their feet, so much more energy tonight, right? Mellenbacher, Scholl, and Stramel, the forward line for Mike Hastings. Scholl's and Vorlicki at the blue line. Mellenbacher falls down before the linesman dropped the puck, and they'll do it again. It's Mellenbacher against Messina, whose penalty for holding led to Fitzgerald's power play goal. Warning now on Messina. Now they finally drop the puck, and Stramel snaps it off and hits the crossbar. Serious heat on that one. Now Scholl throwing his body around. One by Mellenbacher. He tried to tuck it in, but a right pad saved by Everly. Left wing Stramel cuts towards the slot. Tried to shoot. Back door. Here's Mellenbacher, and his shot kind of went off the right pad of Eberle as he leaned back to his left. Here's Scholes now. He whistles one wide. Off the end boards, it's Forlicky. Poked it back to the corner. Messina after it there. Mellenbacher immediately on him. Mellenbacher then threw the puck behind the net. The only man there was Ohio State's William Smith. He'll bank it ahead to Cassidy. One-on-one with Pilatichuk. Good stick by Pilatichuk, slowing Cassidy's progress. Cassidy, though, picked it up goal line left and threw it in front. No one there for the Buckeyes, who were changing. And up to center ice it comes. 3 minutes to go here in the period. 1-0 Wisconsin. A power play goal for Christian Fitzgerald. Buckeyes playing for their season this weekend. Here's Horbach now. He took a hit up high from McBrayer, dumped it behind the net, ran into two Buckeyes, and Holiday comes out of there with it. It's met by Bantle. Yep. He got his stick in the legs of Holiday. He falls down. Penalty coming up on Wisconsin's Carson Bantle with 2:35 to go in the first. We play on as the Buckeyes add an extra attacker, but now the whistle blows. Tripping penalty on Wisconsin's Bantle, so the Badgers shorthanded for the first time tonight, leading 1-0 late first period.
As innocent as that play started off, Carson Bantle got caught flat-footed. That's sticks his stick in between the players' the legs, and had you had that instantaneous look in the back of your head, Carson Bantle wouldn't have even come close to touching that guy because the puck was already 40 feet away from him.
Yep. Bantle at 17:26, the two-minute minor for tripping. Face off to McClellan's right. Ohio State scored on the power play last night, 1-for-2, 21% on the man advantage this season. They move the puck around, and the defenseman, Wahlberg, threw one on net from the blue line, and McClellan saw it all the way, made an easy stop. Kyle now with six saves here tonight. 2.5 minutes to go until the AmFam first intermission report. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Cilia against Guzzo. Guzzo won the draw. Holiday, strong hands, kept the puck alive, but then it was deflected and gobbled up by Wisconsin's D. St. Foul. He'll take his time and then just pitch it off the glass and deep into the Ohio State end, and the Badgers get two fresh forwards on the penalty kill, Fitzgerald and Horbach. Wahlberg throws it back to Holiday up through the center circle. The Badgers in a box on the PK as Ohio State gains the line. Bricky with it. Settles a bouncing puck. Trying to go five-hole. Denied by McClellan. Oh, Bricky, top goal scorer in the Big Ten for defenseman with 12. Almost potted one there, but McClellan closed the door, and then Horbach throws it down. And the Badgers changed on the PK again. 1:15 to go on the Ohio State power play.
Could have been dangerous. Daniel Lotch really having problems handling the puck today.
Thomas Wise, the Madison native, came across the line, but offside called on Ohio State. 1:39 to go in the period, 1:05 remaining on the power play. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. We haven't seen Lindmark on the PK yet. Fitzgerald and Horbach, the forward pair. It's Lotch and Kerr. Fitzgerald in the faceoff circle won the draw. And Lotch will set it all the way down.
Badgers. Very seldom can you score from their end.
Yeah. Badgers have lost 13 of 23 faceoffs, but a critical faceoff win there nearing the end of the opening period. Ohio State on the power play with the puck in the offensive zone. Here's Montez, had a power play goal last night. Carfagna now, right wing, it's Johnson. Johnson looking backside left, pass blocked by Horbach, back to Johnson. Carfagna's shot, that hit his teammate Gildan in the slot. Johnson's got it right wing. Carfagna now left point. Montez walks to the circle. Now twirls back to the wall. Cross ice Johnson open in front. Redirected. They score. Power play goal. Beautiful setup that time. Johnson finding Gildan in front of the net. No, it was Thomas Wise, the Madison native, who got himself in the blue paint right on the edge and redirected that feed from Johnson and in. It's a 1-1 game with under a minute to go in the period.
Yeah, you play with fire. Wow. Both the back to side defensemen were trying to intercept the pass more so than anything else, but good play by seven, and, you know, it wasn't even a great pass. It just kind of went off of Weiss as it went into the net. It wasn't like he had a great tip-in or anything else.
Thomas Wise with his fourth goal of the season, second on the power play. Former Edgewood Crusader in Madison Capital, Thomas Wise at 1901 from Brent Johnson. And Max Montez, the Heartland native or area resident, I should say. Montez born in Waukesha. Here's Gildan now, shovels the puck towards the front of the Badgers net. taken by Holiday. Bumps it out to Bricky. 35 seconds to go in the period. Holiday low right, back to the net. Defended by DeSaint Fowl. Drops it off now to Bricky. Low right, goes upstairs, and it went off something and out of play. Holiday got knocked down out near the Wisconsin line. No penalty called. Faceoff to come inside the Badgers, and 27.6 seconds left. Just when you're feeling good about what the Badgers did on their power play, they take a penalty, and Ohio State scores on theirs.
Yeah, and again, was it a necessary penalty? Sometimes they do have to take a penalty to save a goal or whatever it is, but it was 20 feet away from the play, and just one of those deals where Carson Bantle's trying to finish his check and just couldn't do it without sticking a stick between their legs.
Defensive zone faceoff won by the Badgers. Simon Tassi chips it in and gives chase. Slowed by McBryer in the corner. Those two engaged. Finley gets himself the loose puck. Swings it around to the point and Kerr sends it back behind the net. Finley, 12 seconds to go in the period. Finley, low right, finds an open man. Lodge, and he couldn't handle the pass at the blue line. And it ricocheted all the way back Wisconsin's way. Lodge goes to get it. He'll just play it to the corner. He almost gave it away. The horn's going to sound at will, and that's it for the opening period. Wisconsin gets a power play goal. So does Ohio State. It's 1-1 after one. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Well, in that opening period, Wisconsin 11 shots on goal, 9 for Ohio State. Christopher Everly, 10 saves. Kyle McClellan had 8. Both teams scored on the power play. Christian Fitzgerald at 13:07 from David Cilia and Cruz Lucius for Fitzgerald, his 7th goal of the year. 1-0 the Badgers, but 6 minutes later, after a tripping penalty to Carson Bantle, Thomas Wise, the Madison native, buried a redirect pass from Brent Johnson. Max Montez, the secondary helper at 19:01, 4th goal of the year for Wise, came on the power play. It's 1-1 after one period of play. Boy, the Badgers had a lot more chances and only converted once here so far.
Very, very much so. And I think that the chances are being given to or earned, I guess is a better, by the guys who can score some goals.
Yeah.
And that kind of scares me in the sense that this Christopher Eberle, the young freshman, he's just one of those guys that when he's hot, he's hot. When he's not, he's not. I would like to have played him when he's not instead of he's pretty hot tonight.
Yes, he is. The former Green Bay Gambler, Christopher Eberle. By the way, the Buckeyes, who blocked 22 shots last night, had 4 blocked shots in the opening period here tonight. Wisconsin 1, Ohio State 1. The AmFam First Intermission Report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded, down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex? Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Well, Minnesota, which won the last two Big Ten regular season championships, has advanced to the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament after a 3-2 win at home over Penn State today, sweeping that best-of-three series. Jackson Nelson scored a couple of goals. Aaron Hughlin, a game-winner with about a minute to play. And after one period at Yost Arena, T.J. Hughes has scored twice. Michigan leads Notre Dame 2-1. Wolverines trying to sweep the Irish. Here are the Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at one in game two of their best-of-three series. We'll return in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
AmFam first intermission, Wisconsin 1, Ohio State 1. Badgers playing better than last night?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly in the sense that at least they're a lot more aggressive. I wish they would kind of take their time when they get the puck instead of rushing things. But throwing the puck on the net or towards the net is never a bad play. I don't care what anybody says.
Sure, the Badgers have just one so far on 11 shots on goal. Christian Fitzgerald, a power play goal, but Madison native Thomas Weiss has a power play goal for Ohio State. 1-1 after one. Second period comes your way here in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
To you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Coming here, Wisconsin Hockey, also brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Wisconsin 1, Ohio State 1. Second period about to get underway here at the Kohl Center in Madison. And again, if the Badgers win tonight, they'll force a Game 3 tomorrow night with a 5 o'clock Central face-off, 4:30 pregame on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And if the Badgers are fortunate to get out of this weekend victorious, they will host Minnesota next Sunday at 4 o'clock in the Big Ten semifinals.
I wasn't paying attention to what you said. I was watching Andy Rudy tossed the water bottle
again.
Yeah, but Kyle was ready for it.
He made
so
the save this
score.
Time. Okay. Last night, Rudy scored from 120 feet away on McClellan.
I think it reminds me of what my mother used to tell me.
Yeah.
Small things amuse small minds, don't they?
Wasn't going to say anything, Ian. Badgers win the faceoff, dump it in. Faceoffs even through one period, 13 apiece. Owen Mellenbacher went 4 for 4. Badgers, yeah. Cilia falls down. Ohio State's got the puck. Carfania with Gilden. Back to Carfagna, deep into the Wisconsin end. Rims it around to the far side, and Bricky goes right wing now, Holiday. Big left-hander, left wing now to the left-handed Carfagna. He'll send it down to the left corner, bounces over the stick of Gildan. Cruz Lucius has it for the Badgers. A weak attempt to try to clear, but he almost made a pass connection with David Cilia. Now Cilia tried to take the puck from Holiday. Easier said than done. Holiday, a wide body and a large body with the puck and a wheeling pass intercepted by DeSaint Fowl. DeSaint Fowl one on three. Cross the line, and he shoots one from about 60 feet. Denied by Eberle. Rebound went to the far corner, and then the Buckeyes rim it around and out. Gildan gets by the defenseman Kerr. He'll shoot one, and that may have gone off Lotch's stick and off the high glass. In the offensive zone now is Ryan Gordon, slowed by Kerr. Lotch has the puck. Breakout pass to the tape of Finley's stick. Fitzgerald's pass ahead to Tassie, right wing too far. Taken back by William Smith. Cut off by Finley. Guzzo had it. Lost to Tassie. Partial break. Simon Tassie coming in. Tried to tuck it with a forehand. Left pad save made by Eberle. Oh, Tassie was getting pestered from behind. Never really got the shot up in the air. And Eberle stuck out his big left pillow. Now Tassie again on the attack, looking in front of the net. Pass off the stick of Smith, ricochets to the far side.
Well, you can tell that this line with the addition of Finley on that side has really picked up the pace.
Yep. Well, you got a lot of speed out there. Fitzgerald and Finley can both fly, and Tassie can skate too. Puck deflects down towards the Wisconsin cage. And with Guzzo in the vicinity, Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan elects just to cover the puck in a faceoff in the Badgers zone. Minute 50 into the second period. Wisconsin 1 and Ohio State 1. Faceoff coming up to the right of Kyle McClellan, who has stopped 11. Beg your pardon, he has stopped 9 of 10 shots so far.
On the Tassie near break, I think he was going to try and come back and go between the legs, but just ran out of real estate.
Wahlberg, a rising shot from the left point, missed the net. Sawyer Scholl had a tap back towards Forlicky. He tries to get it deep but flubbed the attempt. Now the puck deflects to the near corner. Stramel able to get there for the Badgers. Charlie's had a nice weekend so far. Hands off to Mellenbacher, slowed by the defenseman. Puck still loose. Sawyer Scholl with it. Mellenbacher's stick in the way. Scholl tried to throw it to the point, and Scholl's, he was cut off, taken away by Ohio State, 2-on-1, Montez Wise, the Wisconsin natives, and Montez fires one, and McClellan on his knees, top of the crease, cut down the angle, made a great stop, and gave up no rebound.
Boy, Montez is a high-energy player, high-octane player. I don't think that he could have made the pass across to Weiss just because of the two-on-one that was being played by Vorlicky. Mm-hmm. So give credit where credit's due. Kyle McClellan, hold your ground, cut down the angle, get the save.
Ohio State scored 4 goals so far this weekend. 3 of those goals scored by Wisconsin natives. Max Montez and Thomas Weiss with a power play goal here today. 1-1, 2.5 minutes into the second. Fitzgerald came out from behind his own net. He got tripped, no penalty. He lost the puck. And then Ohio State's Hughes had a golden bid from the high slot that McClellan kicked out. How is that not a penalty?
I don't know.
Fitzgerald was completely hacked down right to the right of McClellan. Here's a shot by McBrayer on the attack, and he missed the net. Ricocheted out to the right point. Johnson holds the zone. Cassidy put it in front. Jamming at it was Messina. Left pad saved by McClellan. Now Whitelaw chipped it ahead to Wisconsin's Bantle. He throws it to the near wing. Dexheimer can't reach it. McBrayer whacked it back Wisconsin's way, and Palatichuk goes to get it. Palatichuk fights through the stick check from Hughes, but an errant pass, and Riley Hughes takes the puck. A New York Rangers draft choice a few years ago. Played 4 years at Northeastern, did Hughes. He's been a healthy scratch most of the year. But he's playing here tonight and last night. Steal by Holiday in a right circle. No place to shoot. He decided to lay it in the corner. Now he'll bump it out to the point, and Johnson. Ugh. Johnson sidesteps. DeSaint Fowl walks in backside left, and birdside stone by McClellan. Oh, what a fantastic save by Kyle McClellan. Just marvelous. DeSaint Fowl drops Lucius around behind his back. Backhand shot. Everly, great stop. Then batted to the far corner. Cilia goes to get it. There's a scramble in front of the net. Long range shot knocked down. It's loose. Lucius can't reach it. Cilia does. He scores. 2-1. Wisconsin!
Dollars to donuts. There's going to be a challenge on this one that was offside at the blue line. And regardless of what happened, I think Coach Rolick and his staff are very upset with all the turmoil that was going on down in front of the net. And the goaltender got knocked into the net. He gets back up. Regardless, everybody was in the correct position when Cilia made that play. There was no interference in front or whatever, but the two previous plays before should have very well been contested.
So McClellan makes a huge save on one end.
Oh, isn't that
on the other end, Eberle with a big stop, but then the Badgers recover and score. David Cilia from Lucius and Lotch at 3:52, and the Badgers with a 2-1 lead. Steele, Tassi with it, slot his off-balance shot. That was deflected off the stick of Bricky and out of play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So Cilia with a go-ahead goal, his ninth of the year. Lucius is second points of the night. Lucius now property of the, his rights property, the Pittsburgh Penguins after getting